Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tyler usually makes people a lot of money. Well, I know at least he makes a lot of money. Whether you people follow him or not, I don't know. That's on you. You should. I'm going to start tailing Tyler's bets. And I don't know when exactly, but I'm going to start doing it whenever I decide to pull my head out of my collective... You know what?
Posterior.
Yes. I like that idea. Let's Gotta ride, baby.
So speaking of Tyler and the best bets, T-Mill, how did you do on your best bets yesterday?
Finally. And I will first say, Bajani, kind words. Thank you, my friend. And I think most of that's true. I win a lot of money over the course of most years. Lately, it has been rough. Worst stretch of wagering on sports I've ever gone through. And definitely since we started doing Best Bets right here on the drive. But last night...
Hot streak incoming.
Last night was the beginning of what Patrick Creighton just said, hopefully. Because we went 4 for 5 last night. That is an 80% success rate. Put a lot of green in the pocket on a hump day yesterday.
All Astro stuff, I'm guessing?
Some of it was, yeah. A lot of it was. Yeah, I had like a Tuve prop. I had a Jeremy Pena prop. I had the Astros winning that game. So, yeah, they were involved.
Well, more on Altuve. Astros Future just put this out earlier today. Altuve's last 24 games, 355 batting average, quick radio math, slugging percentage, 1,036 OPS.
Good?
Yeah, pretty good. 4 doubles, 8 dingers, 20 ribs, 2 stolen bases, a 188 weighted runs created.
That's pretty high for those of you keeping track at home. We know you are.
Astros are 18-6 in those 24 games that Altuve has been really badass. And during that same stretch, you could say the same thing about Jeremy Pena. You could say the same thing about
Cameron Aloysius Smith III.
Yiner Diaz, not that hot, but pretty good during that stretch. Jake Myers, same. Mauricio Dubon, close. You know, he's doing good things. And then tonight, Colton Gordon. Pretty much during that stretch, Colton Gordon has been doing really good things on the mound. Astros have won 5 of his last 6 starts. Coming off of a season-high 6 innings pitched against the Twins. I think he struck out 7 guys that game. If you've got the over on Colton Gordon's strikeouts tonight, which I would presume is set at 5.5, I would take it. I think 5.5 is probably just a really good number.
I'm seeing 4.5, my friend.
I would take the over.
And the odds aren't even bad. It's at -125, so I'm going to lock that one in. I like that, too.
Colton Gordon struck out at least 4 guys in 5 of his last 6 starts. There you go. Don't follow my best bets. If Tyler has it, follow him. Don't follow me. I'll lose you money for sure. there ain't no question. No question about that. But, dude, 24 runs on 35 hits the last 2 games against the A's. Finish the job, man.
Not ass.
Finish the job. It hasn't mattered who the Astros are pitching. The bats have just been there. At some point, they're going to cool off. I don't know if this fella, Jacob Lopez, is worth a darn tonight, who's throwing for the A's. The ERA doesn't say much, which I think is in around 4-5 for him coming into tonight's game.
4-8.
Astros have just been playing some really good baseball no matter who it's against, taking advantage, though, of a lighter portion of the schedule before it gets a little tougher. You got teams like the Cubs and the Phillies and the Guardians and the Dodgers, you know, just around the bend. But I just read you some of the statisticals, like 7 of 8 Astros have won, 12 of their last 16. They got a 5.5 game lead in the division. Second best mark now officially in the AL. They can beef that up tonight if the Yankees continue to suck. What have they lost, like 6 in a row?
6 in a row.
And so you create a game and a half separation.
They win 30 innings without scoring.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
30 innings without scoring. So that was 2 straight shutouts, and then they only scored
3
like,
straight shutouts.
Was it 3?
Yes.
And then they only scored 2 runs last night, I think, on 3 hits.
2 solo homers.
But the Stros are only four games behind the Detroit Tigers in the American League for the best
meows.
Part. So that'll be that's going to be a fun watch over the course of the next week and a half. Like, in a short amount of time, with I think it's now been 23 days, the Astros have had bested the M's by, what, 9.5 games, I believe it is? No, 9 games.
Yeah, they went from being, like, what, 4.5 back to 5.5 up?
Yeah, something like that. So whatever that is, 9, 10 games. Pretty dang cool, man.
It's because they're ass.
Who, the M's?
The coffee sippers.
Yeah.
The homeless ass have their lineup out, but the Houston Astros do not have a lineup out yet that I've seen.
That should be coming up shortly. They're usually good for that about, what, 3.5 hours before the game. We're right around that mark right now. So, chances are it'll change somewhat. It's rare you get to see the same lineup on back-to-back days. But I feel really good about what the Astros are doing right now. I am very much a history buff when it comes to, like, trends and statistics. And so that piece that we went over a little bit with Bob Nightingale in the interview today, and we went through the whole thing last night, I think, on the show. I'm all about it, man. History is history, and we're almost at the halfway point of the season. Astros are in the upper third of the league in many of the most important statistical categories, and if you're doing that, chances are you're going to be one of the very few teams there at the end of the season and into the postseason. Believe it or not, Dana Brown, so far so good, man. He was right. He's not off his rocker. This is a World Series contending team yet again.
So a couple of interesting things. You might remember about a month ago, in the AL West, the Astros had like a +4 run differential. And they were the only team in the division that had a plus run differential.
Yeah, beefed up a little bit.
All right, Astros run differential currently is +54. That is fourth best in the American League. They're 263 runs allowed, are second fewest in the American League.
Mm.
And their offense, which had been just dead, well, they've now scored 317 runs, which would have them sixth. So they went from the very bottom of the league to sixth in runs scored. All this in the course of a month.
Yeah, and damn near half of them with two outs. That's just kind of what they do.
They're scoring 47% of their runs with two out, which is wild.
Clutch, baby. Clutch. Tyler coming in clutch with his best bets.
You know what's clutch? When you tail T-Mill and you win money.
Yeah, buddy.
That is clutch.
Give us the goods
bonus
tonight.
Bonus bucks.
That's right. Get them pens and pencils ready because we list them off quick as we approach the end of a Thursday edition right here of The Drive. I got 5 best bets after going 4-for-5 last night in the green. Putting money in your pockets. Last night, wanted to do it again tonight, and we're going to switch it up and go with this Game 6 of the NBA Finals between the Thunder and Pacers. Because, well, people, this could be the very last time we see some action on the hardwood, NBA action for this season. So why not? Here are your 5 best bets. If you miss any of them, head to my Twitter at TMillRealDeal. First, Pacers and points. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it'll be close. Pacers +7.5. I'm right now. Might be my favorite bet of the night. Next, I'm on the over in this game between the Thunder and Pacers, which is set at 222.5. I'm on that over. Next, Pacers in the first quarter. Tonight's first quarter of Game 6, I'm on the Pacers money line at +125. Then, got a couple player props to finish this off. The Bald Mamba. Gig'em. Alex Caruso, we have won money on this bet multiple times this year. Over 10.5 points for the Bald Mamba, otherwise known as Alex Caruso. Mm. And then finally, the MVP. That dude on the Thunder that likes to score the buckets, SGA. I'm on his under 33.5 points for SGA and the Thunder tonight. Those are your 5 best bets for Game 6. What do y'all think, boys?
I actually like 4 of your 5. I hate the last one.
Ooh.
I think the Pacers do cover, but I think they lose. I like the over. I like the Pacers coming out hot. The money line taking the first quarter. Caruso, he scored like 20, 22, 2, and 8 points. So that 10.5 is a sweet spot, but I think he does go over that. I just think SGA, I think he scores like 40 tonight, and the Thunder end up winning a close one and winning the title.
See, I'm hoping for the Pacers to win. Pacers money line plus 185. That's a strong return. I like plus 185. And since I want them to win, just sprinkle a little bit on that. I like Pacers plus 6.5. I'm okay with the over on 222.5.
Follow me to the money.
I'm rooting for you, T-Mill. Rooting for you to have another big day because you are a man of the people and you are giving the people the monies.
You're right, man. See, and that's so beautifully said. Ron never says any beautiful-ish like that for me, man. Well, got to have you back on, Patrick.
If you win the money, you can buy some, buy at least a couple of pounds of crawfish for us whenever we finally go.
Yeah, and some drinks tonight because we're about to party.
Let's go.
We will be heading right down to On the Curb. Southwest Freeway between Buffalo Speedway and Wesleyan. We're going to get there about 6:30. You want to come hang out with us, have some adult beverages and some food, and talk some smack. That's what we're going to do. We're going to just hang out with you, the people.
6:30, I'll be there at 6:15. Get your ass there because I'm going to have a couple beers and then jet. All right, for T-Mill, appreciate you, bro. For PC, I'm Sean Bajani. Have a great night, everybody.
H-Town!
Just in time, about 23 minutes away from happy hour beginning somewhere near you. Go enjoy the cranberry and vodka, and we appreciate your time as always, of course.
Yeah, a little early out here. I'm 2 hours behind you guys, so might have to wait just a little bit.
5 o'clock somewhere, Bobby.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.